أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله ولا الشهر الحرام ولا الهدي ولا القلائد ولا آمين البيت الحرام ولا آمين البيت الحرام يبتغون فضلا من ربهم ورضوانا وإذا حللتم فاصطادوا. صدق الله العظيم. We discussed the first half of the second ayah of Surah Al-Ma'idah. There are some backgrounds to the revelation of this verse and some understanding to all of this. In the 60th of the Hijrah, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen the dream in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone for Umrah, and hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had undertaken the journey for Umrah. At the place of Hudaybiyah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stopped by the Quraysh of Makkah, and he was barred from entering the haram of Makkah, or rather Makkah itself, and hence he was unable to perform that Umrah. The treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to then take off his ihram, return back to Medina, and one of the clauses of the treaty was that in the next year, the 7th year of the Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return to Makkah and perform the Umrah, which was known as Umratul Qadha, which he did and remained in Makkah for a period of 3 days. In this time, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Medina, a person by the name of Hatim bin Hind had come to Medina Tayyibah. He had some goods, some commodities to sell in Medina Tayyibah. So he brought those commodities and he had sold it. And then he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And prior to his coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba that a person would come to me whose heart is filled with kufr, with hypocrisy, and this person will return with the feet of kufr and hypocrisy. So this person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hatim bin Hind, and he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would like to embrace Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accepted his shahadat, and he left. So it was quite known that this person was not sincere in his acceptance of Islam. And after he left the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left Medina Tayyibah. This person went to the outskirts of Medina Tayyibah and he plunged on the grazing animals of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and he went on his journey. By the time the Sahaba had come to know that their animals had been stolen, it was too late. They tried to pursue him, but he had gone far away. They could not find him. And in that way, he went further. Now what had happened was, the Umratul Qadha time had come, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the Sahaba had now gone on this journey of Umratul Qadha. And as they went on this journey, they heard somebody recite the Talbiyah, the Labbaik, and they recognized this voice as the voice of the same Hatim bin Hind. Him and his group are making the Talbiyah, and when they go closer, they realize and they recognize that it is their animals that had been stolen. And he's taking these animals towards the haram. And now what goes through the heart of this Sahaba is that we need our animals. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already said that this person's Islam is not a true Islam. He had just come ceremonially to please Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then those animals he had taken, stolen, that's our animals. So we need our animals back. So their intention was to steal these animals and take these animals back. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped them. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't do that, you cannot do that. So that was one part of the incident regarding this ayat. And then going further, on the 8th year of the Hijrah was the conquest of Makkah. The 9th year of the Hijrah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the Amir of Hajj. Now in the 6th year of the Hijrah, these Sahaba were stopped from entering Makkah. Now in the 8th year of the Hijrah, Makkah comes under Islamic rule. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had forgiven all the Quraysh for whatever they had done. Many of them accepted Islam, most of them accepted Islam. Some of them had chosen not to accept Islam, but they were remaining in the haram. And now some of the Sahaba thought that like how you stopped us from entering the haram, we have a right now to stop you. So it came in their hearts that we will stop them. But Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had decided not to allow this to happen. And these Sahaba felt that it was not appropriate for him to do this. So with regards to all of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, la tahillu sha'air Allah, do not legalize the sha'air, the salient features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is regarded as the salient features of Allah rabbul izzat, do not contravene those things that are regarded as something that are the salient features of Allah ta'ala. Like for example, the adhan is a salient feature of Islam. Do not contravene the rules and the laws regarding all of that. Wala shahr al-haram, do not go against the laws of those sacred months. This month of Rajab is a sacred month. Then the month of Zulqa'dah, the month of Zulhijjah, the month of Muharram. Fighting in those months had been declared prohibited. So do not go against that law of Allah Ta'ala. Walal hadya, hadi is that animal that is driven towards the Baytullah. Like in those days, even in these days, if somebody wishes, one is staying near the haram, then one can take one's animal from wherever, take it to the haram towards the Baytullah, and then that animal will be slaughtered in the precincts of the haram. So now do not violate the rules of Allah Ta'ala, because this is regarded as the sha'air of Allah Ta'ala, the salient feature of Allah Ta'ala. Walal qala'id, qala'id are those animals that have been garlanded either with a string. In those days they would put wool or cotton around the animal to show that this animal is now going to be sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not violate all of this because it is in the name of Allah. Wala amin al bayt al haram, and not that person who is going out in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the house of Allah rabbul izzat. Why is he going? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, in search of the grace of Allah Ta'ala, وَرِضْوَانًا, and the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala reveals this in conformity to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's prohibition that person now was going towards the Baytullah. These animals, he stole it, yes, but now it has been given to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Do not go back and take your animals. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.